The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Brian Chiazawa, is a doctor and former president of the Utah Medical Association. He told the committee that autism treatment is proven to be effective and would help an estimated 18,000 Utah children with the disease. And Chiazawa pointed out 32 states already have a mandate.
This is one of the most significant bills that you will face in this session. It is an opportunity for us to make great medical changes in people's lives.
Chiazawa told the committee that his bill is the next step following up on an autism treatment pilot program approved by the legislature last year. That program is providing therapy to 300 Utah children, paid for by the state and private donors. One of the participants, Carrie Brown, testified that her three-year-old son, Craig, has shown phenomenal progress. But after the program ends next year, Brown won't be able to afford this kind of treatment unless her insurance company helps pay for it.
The therapy has taken Craig to a whole new level of communication and socialization, and it's giving him the skills and tools necessary to hopefully one day be a successful and independent adult. While we are beyond thrilled with Craig's incredible progress, we have grave concerns about what happens next. Each and every day, I ask myself, what happens when this program ends?
Republican Senator Deidre Henderson says she sympathizes with families of autistic children, but that she has misgivings about what an insurance mandate might cost in the future as more people are diagnosed. One out of 47 Utah children have been identified as having an autism spectrum disorder, one of the highest rates in the country. Under Senate Bill 55, the state would pay $1,338,000 in the first year. That's to meet the coverage requirements for state employees, public education, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. But beyond that, Henderson says, the cost also shows up in health insurance premiums.
There's also another cost, and that's in the consumers of private health insurance plans and people who have plans through their employers. Their insurance premiums go up and up and up and up. I do think that we need to address this problem. I'm not certain that this is the right vehicle for it, though.
Chiazawa told the committee that studies show premiums would only go up by about 31 cents per member per month. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.